seriously. Been in that film room grinding away, trying to work on fixing our issues and building on some of the positive things that we did last week. And then getting ready to play against what I think is a great football team. And I know they're ranked, and they certainly deserve to be ranked. It'll be a great challenge, but a great opportunity for us to be at home. After reviewing the tape of last week's game, some of the positive things that we did, first of all, we scored on defense again. Thought that was great. We scored on a punt return. And so anytime you can do that, that's a good thing. Offensively, we made a lot of big plays, and certainly the last drive was going to be a drive that I'll certainly remember for a long, long time. I think it's an indication of, you know, our playmaking ability, and also an indication of, you know, some confidence and execution of a two-minute drive. Some of the things that we're disappointed in, the rushing total is completely unacceptable to have 400 yards. It's going to be hard to win a football game like that. Also, the other thing is I think the turnover margin is 4-1. And we have won games this year. You throw out yards. I learned that a long time ago. Throw out yards, you got to look at that turnover margin. And we didn't take care of the football like we normally do. We put the ball in harm's way. And we didn't need to do a better job ball hawking and coming up with some turnovers. So really disappointed. But I think we need to credit UNLV. You know, they're a talented football team. Certainly they've had some ups and downs this year, but they utilize their bye week well. We also have to recognize that we've been in the midst of a pretty hard grinder here. And we went out there, and I was concerned about us being fresh. You know, much is going to be made, okay, how many missed tackles you had. And, you know, you have a guy like Andrew Wingard missed several tackles. And Logan Wilson, and those are just two names who are our top tacklers, and we didn't tackle very well. And so I thought we were heavy-legged and tired, and I need to take responsibility for that as a head football coach. That team went in there, and I don't think we had the snap that we needed to. We're looking at what we need to do to make sure that we're fresh at kickoff this week. You know, we still have a lot to play for. It's going to be important that our football team bounces back. We've got a seasoned veteran coaching staff, and, you know, we're right in the middle of this hunt. We need to recognize that. But nonetheless, it's going to take a really good performance to beat this football team, because they are a team that I see the trajectory is going like this. Donnell Pumphrey, in my mind, is a phenomenal back. I've watched tons of tape on him, and he made a cut against South Alabama that he went sideways as fast about anybody that I've seen. The last guy I've seen do that is Sproles. And this guy's way more powerful than him. They really know what they're doing offensively. They've got a great scheme, really good offensive line. Quarterback operates the offense well. They can go downfield with the football. And defensively, Coach Long's involved in the defense, and you can see his hand all over it. And there's guys coming from all kinds of different places. Thank the world of Rocky. He and I have known each other a long time. And, you know, it's good to see a guy that, you know what, 60-something, he's still young, and they're still playing really well. And so it'll be a fun game and a great opportunity for us. So at this time, I'll open up to any questions that are here.
How do you get that snap back you talked about?
Well, that's a challenge. You know, I think, first of all, you know, we got to look at what we're doing during the course of practice. You know, we have to recognize we're in the back part of a season. We're in the 11th game. And so we'll look at the activities that we're doing. We'll also look at what we're doing with our strength and conditioning. And, you know, the other thing we got to recognize, our defense played 97 plays. And that is not just granted. We got to play a lot better on defense. But that game fell out. You score on defense, you're right back on the field. You score with a punt return, you're right back on the field. So there's two possessions. And then we had a couple more turnovers. And our offense really was not great as far as our third down conversion rate. So we're on the field too much. And so we're going to try to make sure they get healthier. That's a challenge, though.
With the tackling, I mean, I know, like I said, that's some fatigue, but do you you know, when I watched the movie, you feel like there's a lot of correctable things there, I guess.
Yes and no. Yeah, like I said, yes and no. I'm sorry, they're not tackling good. Well, no kid. I think we've got to wrap up better this week. What we found was sometimes when you go down and you go for guys' knees, you go down for this guy's knees, and then the other tailbacks, they're just going to keep on running and bouncing around. We've got to be fundamentally better. That was a style of offense that it was an RPO offense that, you know, they were going to spread you out, put you in some one-on-one situations. The other thing, too, Robert, that occurred is we were getting knocked off the football time and time again, as opposed to second down and 9, second down and 8, yet second down and 2. And sometimes you get in the middle of those things, and it's like I said, it's like there's a dam and there's three holes and you got two corks and you're just moving those corks around. And so if we can do a better job maintaining the line of scrimmage, I think that's going to help our tackling. And, you know, there's some guys I'm sure that they feel like we have competitive players. And one thing I do know, when you have ultra-competitive guys and we don't perform well, there's a great opportunity. Typically, those guys are going to bounce back that next week.
Coach, last time you guys lost, it was kind of a similar scenario on the road, close game against maybe a team some people thought you should beat. Are there some lessons, obviously, bounced back well from that?
Are you talking, what game would you be talking about, Nebraska?
Eastern Michigan lost.
Okay. I just want to be clear here.
Some lessons that the guys will take away from, you know, how well they did bounce back from that, from the most recent.
Well, a lot of it comes down to your leadership on your football team and how guys see themselves. You know, I always talk about in Proverbs, as a man thinketh, so he is. If you see yourself, you know, as a competitive guy and you underachieve, typically you're going to bounce back. You know, the team, you know, we were on a heck of a win streak. And I do believe that there's a residual factor in that there's a lot of things our players can glean from that and get ready to bounce back. But I want to be real clear, too, just bouncing back and going out and playing the way, let's just show up and play Saturday, that's not going to get it done. Against you got a rated football team that's the top team right now in our league. We got to be on point, lick our wounds up in a hurry, and get ready to play great.
You mentioned that, you know, pump rate, even the facts behind them are pretty good. But how good is that? Is their offensive line good in your mind? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's some talent on those backs, and I'm not saying that it's not, but you also have to have a line. What have you seen from that area?
A couple things. First of all, they've reloaded a couple different positions. Very few blocking mistakes. I think their targets for their offensive linemen are on point. They get great movement. They're really good as far as knowing what they want to do offensively. You don't see all the fancy things, and that's Rocky. I'm just telling you that is Rocky to a key. He knows what they want to do. They have a scheme, and they've recruited some talented tailbacks, but they have a really good offensive line. Yep.
Looks like defense has been pretty suffocating, and you know, just where are some challenges with facing the 3-3-5 on Sandy?
Well, what I have seen, and I've watched a lot of their tape, they get off blocks, they stay on their feet, a lot of different stunts. They play relentless. You can see it's like there's blood in the water, and there's a bunch of sharks out there. I mean, the last game against Nevada, I mean, they took them to the woodshed. And so you see guys that are playing with a great deal of confidence. They play fast. The scheme is organized, and it's very disruptive. And their players are they're really aggressive. They got their stingers up. It's not like you just see some guys reacting. They're going this way, and they're going to make something happen. Now, that all sounds good. Everybody loves to blitz. They want to blitz. They want to blitz. And I always say, when you blitz, somebody's band's going to be playing, and it better be yours. And typically, when you're really athletic on defense, that's you can blitz more. And so they're stunning and blitzing. They got a really aggressive secondary, and it all syncs up. And like I said, I have a great deal of respect for Rocky. I haven't sat down and had a cup of coffee with him, say, hey, diagram all this stuff for me. Tell me what your secret is. But it's working pretty well for him.
Craig, you throughout the 7-2 start, you would often remind us in many times here that we're still coming together. We still have a long way to go. We're not there yet.
Right.
In respect to the game that you just played and lost, most people thought that the Pokes would win this game. Is this Can this be considered to be symptomatic of a still maturing football team, learning how to play, mm-hmm. learning how to put away a team that you probably think from a talent standpoint you're better than?
Our fans may have chalked this one up. Our coaches and players didn't. Now, we went into the game with a great deal of confidence, but I can tell you what physical maturity does. Physical maturity allows you to play through some stretches where you're going to get off the field. And, you know, if you look at the weights and the strength level of some of our guys, particularly up front, you know, and we're still green. And then the other thing is I think you've got a, you know, you've got an offense that, and let's just not whitewash all this stuff and say, oh, geez, defensively. The facts are we can play better offensively than what we did. And so, yeah, we're a young, maturing football team. Were we a little bit ahead of maybe where I thought we would be? Yeah. I mean, I think if you just polled anybody, we were ahead of where I thought we'd be. Now this is an opportunity for us. We're at home to get a big, big win.
Not asking you to disrespect your own team, but I think it's a fair question and I'd like you to answer. Could it possibly be that your players might have overlooked this team, and that's part of the mental mm-hmm. and physical progression toward becoming a good team?
Well, it's easy for me to say no, but I think this, beyond overlooking the team, you get in a grind, and we're in the back end of a really successful season, and to show up every game, that takes a veteran football team to do that without having a glitch. And so I think that, I don't know, you used a lot of really big words. I went to the University of Nebraska, so I don't think it was so much overlooking him. I just think you got to start looking at how much gas you got in your tank. When you're looking at a couple of young kids out there and going, okay, hey, you need to show up every week. You know what? When you're a fourth or fifth year guy, you understand that. We have some guys that understand. Lucas Walker understands that, and I'm not singling out, but you got a lot of other guys. It's the first time they've already been on road trips, and to say, okay, every week, I got to get ready. I need to go. I don't think we're there yet. And so this is probably a wake-up call from that standpoint. But I can tell you from my standpoint, our coach's standpoint, a couple of our players may say, I doubt it, they're going to say they overlooked them, but our ability to maintain an intensity level to show up. You know, the last school I was at, we went 15-0. Well, they were all older guys that understood every Saturday, you better be bringing your A game. And if you don't feel good, tape an aspirin on it and get ready to go.
San Diego State, obviously not a team that loses a lot of games. Does it help to have that South Alabama game as either a blueprint or just something to take away from?
Well, we look at all the games. But, yeah, I went through that game in detail to see what it – I'm sure Rocky never wants to go to Alabama again, down to Mobile. So,
Greg, you don't have a ton of seniors, and obviously, mm-hmm. How would you kind of describe this group? Obviously, there's a handful of players that contribute – big time on the field, some don't, but how would you kind of describe this senior class and what it's meant to this team and even in the building process that you've gone?
It's always dangerous to start to separate different senior classes because there have been guys in our previous senior classes, which I personally will always be indebted to. But this is our third year, more of a connection. Their demanding of other younger players and modeling things has really been super. And while they're not a very deep class, it'll mean a whole lot when each one of those guys runs out because, hey, we got slapped together. I mean, it wasn't like a couple of those other seniors, like, I'll put up with these coaches for 1 year. I'm out of here after this. These guys were all young. Tanner Gentry was a young player. It's going to mean a lot, and I believe this is those legacies that they have left as far as how they prepare, how they encourage, how they demand excellence of themselves, that's going to have a long-lasting impact on other players. You know, our receivers will look to say, okay, how did Jake and Tanner respond? How did the tight ends, how did Jake Mulhart respond? How did Luca Walker get ready to play. DJMA, there's not very many of them, but they're dudes, and they've had a big, big impact. And, you know, we're playing a meaningful game late in November that if you were honest with yourself at the beginning and you looked at that one saying, okay, hey, by that time, we're all focused on something else. It's sack the bats. It's late. It's a big-time game, and those seniors have had a lot to do with it.
Craig, speaking of that, might that help this team recover quicker, seeing a San Diego State, seeing a ranked team mm-hmm. back here? Just maybe refocus them a little quicker than coming off this tough one?
Two things. Playing at home, our players always have responded well to play at home. And then also to recognize that this is a great opportunity. And when they watch the tape, they're going to look at a really good football team. And, you know, the guys that are ultra competitive are going to play no matter what. Some of our other guys are starting to understand. And I know this was when you step out on that field come Saturday, you better have your chin gear strapped on because it's going to be a knockdown, drag out fight out there.
How's the health of the team?
Yeah, we think good. DJ may nicked up his ankle a little bit, but we anticipate that he'll be back. We'll see how he goes through the course of this week. But outside of that, now I can tell you there's a lot of guys, you don't play 97 plays and not come out of there with, some bumps and bruises. So, but, yeah, there was nothing else. DJ was the only one. And, like I said, we anticipate he'll be back.
Craig, you have this is the final home game for a lot of the seniors. And at the wide receiver position, you guys have worked in some of your complementary players like James Bryce and C.J. Johnson and guys like that. In the backfield, though, you really haven't worked in guys like Nico and Milo to a great extent. And I'm wondering, you talked about them very optimistically in fall camp.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you anticipated them getting into the lineup with more frequency than they have to this point in time.
Typically, if you have two running backs, you're going to run those two guys. Where the other guys we felt like during fall camp were guys who showed really good promise. Nico's played sparingly. I don't know if Milo's had a rep at the tailback position. And quite frankly, our games have not. The Utah State game was one that I look at, you know what, you say at halftime, you're going to get a lot of those other guys in. Didn't happen. And so at receivers, you typically are rotating a whole group of guys. And we just have not been in that position to do it at tailback. Now, nonetheless, we see what they're doing in practice, feel good, but they've not had those game experience reps like the receivers have. And I think we've got some young, capable receivers. You mentioned James Price, CJ, Joe Parker. John O'Quali has shown some really good things in practice. And so that's the future, and that's why these seniors are doing such a special thing. But I those younger guys are doing some great things. I don't know if I've seen a guy. I mean, Tanner Gentry was I don't have a chance to watch ESPN. I guess he was top 10 plays. He had two of them in there.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. And what I saw, it's going to be hard to replace Tanner. Tanner has done some remarkable things.
The last thing I have is the defensive line. With some of the other talent, some of the other depth that you have on the defensive line, are those guys that haven't seen a lot of reps or any reps, Craig, are they just not ready to come in and give a blow to a player?
Who? Give me some names.
Some guys that are beyond the second string right now.
You know what? Typically, we're just going to rotate the top two units. So, you know, we have played a lot of guys inside. Typically, you go on rolls of with two guys. You know, we had Connor Kane and Johanna Gaffan, who was a redshirt freshman on the other side. Chase Appleby and Sid, at the defensive end position, we have played Shiloh Windsor, who's a true freshman. Kevin Prosser played last year. Jalen Watson, we would have liked to have seen play a little bit more. You know, the week that we had a bye week, he had a concussion, so wasn't able to get a lot of reps. So.
Craig,